Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download the free app today. There's a live look at Clover Park on a sunny and warm Friday night in Port St. Lucie, Florida, site of this evening's game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight, we have game four of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:10. We welcome you now into the broadcast booth. Adam McDonald joined by John DeStefano, as always. Tough one for the Mets last night. They were right there on the verge of a big comeback win. They were down early in the game, 4-1. They came back to make it 4-3. In the ninth inning, they loaded the bases with no outs, a situation that they have been in before. And unfortunately, John, it was really the same old story. They just couldn't get it done. They hit the ball hard, but Palm Beach made the plays.
Yeah, and that's what it comes down to half the time, Adam, is just can you make the plays in the biggest moments? The opportunities were certainly there for the Mets, but the Cardinals shone brightest when the lights were brightest, and that's what happens, you know, when you're not able to take care of things at home. If you load the bases with no outs, you tend to expect to score there. If you can't get it done, well, that's the way the ball bounces. You have to come back out here today and just be forgetful and try to remember you're still in this series and try and come back out here and get a win tonight.
Yeah, it was a big win for Palm Beach for sure, as it made them 3-0 on the week against the Mets, and it kept them in first place in the second half. Of course, they have already won the first half in the FSL East Division. We'll take a quick break here on the Bally Live pregame show. When we come back to Clover Park, we'll have a look at the Florida State League, the standings, the schedule, also a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup. That's all coming up next on Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Another plate appearance for Gilbert Gomez and Gary Kendall. They've done this now 22 times. That's how many times the Cardinals and the Mets will have played by the end of this series, or tonight's game. They're going to play 24 total times. Palm Beach leads the current series 3-0. Cardinals lead the season series 13-8. Mets come into today's game with a 35-69 record through 105 games. They are 11-28 in the second half. Palm Beach, 55-47 overall this season, 18-19 in the second half. See Palm Beach, the best record in the East this year, and now also in the second half. Both Palm Beach and Daytona are 18-19 in the second half. Jupiter, 17-22, two games out in the second half. And the Mets are a second-half high, eight games out of first. Over in the West Division, Clearwater, the new leader, swept the doubleheader yesterday against Tampa. Threshers are 27-13, half game better than Lakeland. Flying Tigers 26-13. Bradenton hanging in there at 25-14, a game and a half out. Tampa eight back in the second half. Dunedin 9.5 out. Fort Myers 10.5 out. Look at the Clearwater Threshers overall. Just a remarkable season for the Philadelphia Phillies, single-A affiliate.
And other games around the Florida State League and the Mets organization today. Daytona is at Jupiter playing a doubleheader, and Daytona won the first game 3-1. Daytona now leads that series 3-0. They have another game coming up in about half an hour. Dunedin at Lakeland at 6:30. Dunedin leads that series 2-1. Bradenton is at Fort Myers at 7. Bradenton up 2-1 in that series. Clearwater and Tampa off tonight, but with the doubleheader sweep yesterday, Clearwater leads the series against the Tarpons 4-0. In the Mets organization, the big Mets, after an off day yesterday, hosting Atlanta at 7:10. In AAA action, Scranton Wilkes-Barre hosting the Syracuse Mets. Binghamton Rumble Ponies are at Somerset at 7:05. And in high A action, Brooklyn hosting Aberdeen at 7. Starting pitching matchup for today's game features Saul Garcia on the bump for the Mets. 20-year-old from Venezuela will be making his 7th start, appearing in his 20th game for the Mets this season. Coming off a start in Daytona, which he gave up 4 runs in the first inning, but then was really good after that, pitched the next 3 innings scoreless. Bryson Motz has been with Palm Beach all season. He's a 2-time Florida State League Pitcher of the Week early in the season and then 2 weeks ago. Motz has not been scored upon in his last 3 starts. The last time he gave up a run was actually here against the Mets when he did give a quality start, 6 innings, 3 runs, and Palm Beach ended up winning the game. He took a no decision. Garcia and the rest of the Mets taking the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. For that, we hand it over to public address announcer Paulie Briggs.
Ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please rise for the singing of our national anthem. Today's national anthem will be performed by Marie DeVito. Oh, say.
And with that, it's go time. Hopefully good vibes for the Mets tonight. It's been a rough week. It's been a rough season. There is still time to finish with some positives here as the Mets and Cardinals get going on a Friday night here at Clover Park. Starting pitcher for St. Lucie is Saul Garcia, 3-8 record with the 5.37 ERA. 19 games, 6 starts. He does have a couple of saves, 81 strikeouts in 55 innings. He definitely has swing and miss stuff, essentially a two-pitch pitcher with a horizontal slider and a good fastball that has touched 96 this year, maybe hitting that late-season wall as his first full season as a pro. We'll see if he can knock it down here in August. Defense for the Mets, it's Fernando Villalobos off the development list in catching. Yarel Martinez is at first base, Kevin Villavicencio at second, Diego Mosquera at short, Fredo Lahr at the hot corner. Pause in left, De Los Santos in center, Dominguez in right. The lineup for the Palm Beach Cardinals features the red-hot Juan Bincho leading off. Dakota Harris bats second. Cade Kretschmar had a two-run single yesterday, bats third. Michael Curiali, the old stalwart, batting cleanup. Chase Davis, who made the game-saving catch in center yesterday as a defensive substitution, will get the start today. It's the $3 million man signed in the first round by the Cardinals out of Arizona. Josh Baez hits sixth, William Sullivan seventh. Grayson Tarlow hits eighth. He's doing the catching. And Lisandro Espinoza is batting ninth. Throw down to second complete by Villalobos. And we are ready for baseball. Here's Juan Bincho, who got on base 7 of 9 times the first two games. Mets held them to just 2 times on base yesterday in 5 plate appearances. Home plate umpire tonight is Shea Graham, calling his own balls and strikes with the challenge system. He signals for the first pitch. Garcia will oblige. Here it comes. Fastball foul tip for strike one, and we're underway. First pitch at 6:11, 93 degrees, and partly cloudy at Clover Park tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Should have a good weather night. No rain today. 0-1 pitch is fouled away. It's nothing at 2. Garcia in his last start up in Daytona gave up 4 runs and a 3-run homer in the first inning before settling down. Today trying to have a better, more efficient start. 0-2 pitch to Cho. Too high at 93. Cardinals have had some first inning success in the series. They scored 2 runs in the first inning in the series opener. We're out to a 15-4 win. They scored 3 runs on Wednesday afternoon in a 5-4 win. Yesterday kept off the board in the first inning. So they won 4-3. Fastball just missed. No challenge. Or did we have a challenge? I think we did, and well, that's going to be trouble if Shea Graham did not signal to the press box up here, but it looked like that was a challenge that went wrong for the Mets. You saw him tap his helmet. I thought he was adjusting the hat, but then he gave that safe sign. Two-two pitch, and that's lined into left field for base hit. Juan Bincho at it again. He's hit safely in every game of the series.
And just a terrific player in all aspects. It's another good at bat here, and just a nice, smooth, almost casual swing. Just placing that one into left field. Just a terrific job to go the opposite way with a leadoff hit.
Nice two-strike approach. He's on first. He has a couple of stolen bases in the series, shuffling the medium-sized lead. Dakota Harris is next. And pickoff play, safe. Harris yesterday went 1-for-4 from the two-hole with a double, a walk, and he reached on an error. Down and away, ball one. Well, as these teams are meeting for the 22nd time, Sal Garcia is facing Palm Beach for the 5th time. Fastball hits the corner, 1-1. Garcia 0-3 against Daytona in his previous 4 games with 1 start. 9 innings, 8 hits, 9 runs, 11 walks, and 14 strikeouts against the Redbirds this season. Slider pop foul, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. Joe continues to get a sizable lead. He's not going. The slider is grounded sharply to third. Lara goes to Villavicencio, who goes to Martinez. That is a double play. 5-4-3, twin killing. Well turned by St. Lucie.
Yep, they look like a well-oiled machine in the infield in this play, Adam. Lara starts things off. Great turn by Villavicencio and a strong throw in plenty of time. Good way to erase two runners in the first inning.
Mets turned to double play in their final inning defensively last night. They turned one in their first inning this evening. Cade Kretschmar is up, and he will line one to left. On comes Paws, makes the catch. Inning over. Single, a double play ball, and a line out. Sal Garcia's pitched a scoreless top of the first. We step aside when we return. Mets will swing the sticks for the first time tonight against Bryson Montz.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Back at Clover Park, look at the nifty double play turn, hard hit. But a quick finish of that inning. Sal Garcia only threw 11 pitches. Now, the Mets, let's see if they can solve the riddle that is Bryson Montz. He is not allowed to run in his last three starts. Two against Fort Myers, one against Jupiter. In that span, just five hits, four walks and 18 strikeouts in 16 innings. Hasn't given up a run since he faced the Mets last time here at Clover Park as a home team. For the Mets, it'll be Diego Mosquera, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Wilfredo Lara to bat in the first. Dominguez, Paws, and Campos in the middle of the order. Martinez, Villavicencio, and Villalobos 7-9. Villavicencio on a six-game hitting streak. Here's Mosquera, who lined out to center field to end last night's game. As he fouls this one right back. For a moment off the bat, looked like he was going to be the hero of the evening. That's the way it goes so far for the Mets this year. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, curveball. And Mott's taking a look at his pitch usage over this good run of his. He's basically mixing and matching perfectly. Doesn't seem like there's a lot a player can sit on. 0-2 pitch, changeup goes down. That's been a favored pitch by him in this stretch. I'm throwing the fastball about 30% of the time. Last few starts. 1-2. There's the heater up high. Montz was the Cardinals' second-round draft pick last year out of the University of San Diego. The 59th overall pick, has spent his entire 2023 season with Palm Beach. Ground ball, weakly hit to third base. Curiali up with it and over to first. That retires Mosquera. Route number one. Easy play for Curiali. De Los Santos next. Jeffrey off yesterday. Led off the Wednesday afternoon game. Did well from the leadoff spot. Got on base three out of four times with a couple of walks and a single. And the two-hole tonight. Fastball away. For as well as Montz has pitched this season, And he's way up there amongst the league leaders in ERA, starts, strikeouts, innings pitched. It's like a couple of his teammates. As this ball is slugged into center field, Davis ranging back. And a rather routine play for Chase Davis this time. Unlike the one he made last night, coming in off the bench and making that leaping catch to end the game. First pitch to Lara. He slugs it deep left field. On the run is Cho. It's over his head and off the top of the wall. Lara's going to hustle into second base. A turn and go back. Wall ball double for Wilfredo Lara. Another few feet. He might have rocketed the ball right out of the park.
He just didn't have the launch angle, but don't make no mistake, this ball was absolutely smoked. Crushing it out to left field. Cho makes a good play on it to keep him at second base, not let a further advancement. But Wilfredo Lara puts a man in scoring position for the Mets in the first inning. Chance to take an early lead.
Dominguez is next. Carlos had a two-hit game yesterday. Takes this breaking ball at the back foot. So I was saying about Motz, he's been really good this year, but the numbers against St. Lucie, a pedestrian to poor. One oh, too low. Against St. Lucie in three starts, he's 0-2. The 5.54 ERA. He's given up 12 hits and 8 runs in 13 innings. Pitched better last time against St. Lucie with a quality start. Mets actually had a chance to win the game late. Could not hold the one-run lead in the ninth inning.
Unfortunately for the Mets, that has largely been the story of their season. They've had plenty of opportunities to win late. They just haven't been able to seize them and bring them to fruition.
It's 3-0 on Dominguez. Let's see if he gets the green light. If he did, he didn't use it. He takes a strike. He will not challenge this. Inside, that will be a hit by pitch. So Carlos down to first base. Some two out trouble here from Motz. This catcher Tarlo will go out and have a word. Now going to take a look at the last play from yesterday's ball game. Mentioned Chase Davis made a routine play in this inning. This was the game-ending play last night. Just the sprawling, leaping catch by Davis. The more you watch it, the more you realize that if he had taken a better route, had a better jump, it would have been a fairly routine play. But that got SportsCenter's number one play in the top 10 list last night. So congrats to Davis and to our production crew. Here's a floater foul. Bat went one way, ball went the other. Yeah, but that was SportsCenter's number one play. Learned that early in the morning. Pretty neat. At the Mets' expense, unfortunately. But what do you do? Great work by cameraman Josh, by the way. He's got to love that. Put it on the resume.
Just a terrific play. Really superhuman effort from Davis. And you got to respect, you know, the ability to take to change the game with one play. You know, that if he doesn't make that play, the Mets win.
Yep. I'd still say if Juan Bincho had been in center, he makes that play easy. I'm not even talking about a top 50 play. This ball is fouled away. But, you know, Kretschmar had some trouble in Fort Myers a couple of weeks ago in left field at the end of a game. So Gary Kendall puts Davis into center, moves Cho to left. So Palm Beach certainly had the defense that it wanted to out there in the outfield, and it paid off. Reminds of us few weeks back or last month, you know, Roque Salinas subbed into the game for Dunedin in the 11th inning and robbed the Mets of a game-winning hit in right. So Mets have been on the wrong end of those defensive substitutions twice now here at Clover Park this year. Correll pause. A 1-2 count looking to get the Mets on the board. Wants a long look back at second. This pitch is swung through and missed. And the inning is over. Good recovery by Motz. He extends his scoreless inning streak to 17. No score going to the second.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
11-pitch, 8-strike first inning for Saul Garcia. Good start for him with the double play ball and a line-out. Giving up the leadoff hit to Juan Pincho. A lot of folks have had that happen to them. It's Curiale, Davis, and Baez here in the top of the second. Curiale yesterday, quiet one, 1-4, 0-3 with a walk and a run. Takes a fastball up high. Curiale was essentially the position player version of Bryson Motz. Was having a great, great season, but against the Mets had not been very good. But he's turned that around. In the first couple of series, he was really wayward against St. Lucie and was hitting basically a well under 200 against St. Lucie, but over 300 against everybody else. Good players tend to come around, batting .254 against the Mets in 20 games. This is the slider, and it's 1-2. Curiale uses the timeout. Slider got him to chase. Saul Garcia strikes out Curiale for the first out of the second.
Number 18, center fielder, Chase Davis.
Started off the plate, kept going. And here is Davis. Again, didn't hit yesterday, but made that play to end the game in center. Starting to come around. Swings late on this fastball. Most recent game at the plate on Wednesday went 2-for-3 with a pair of RBI singles and a walk. And drafted first round pick this year by St. Louis out of Arizona. It's got a big bat. And flies this into right field towards Dominguez. Carlos underneath to make the play. Davis is retired. Two up, two down.
Number 22, right fielder, Joshua Baez.
Big big swing, but off the end of the bat. Joshua Baez next. 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts and a walk yesterday. And that scary collision at the plate with Vincent Perozzo, the catcher, scoring on a sac fly. It turned out to be the last run and the winning run for the Cardinals. Slider, strike two. It's good to see Garcia filling up the strike zone. Not just that, but hitting his spots. Looks a lot like Felipe De La Cruz did early yesterday. 0-2 slider off the mark. And Baez will use the timeout. Baez, a top 15 prospect in the St. Louis system. Still young, they're very high on him and his ceiling. 1-2 slider lays off this pitch as well. Garcia trying to get Baez to overreach like he did Kiriale. Two fastball misses down and away, and it's a full count. Payoff pitch, look out, too high. So, as soon as the broadcaster mentions that Sal Garcia is filling up the strike zone, he throws four consecutive balls. Walks by us. Put that one on me, John.
The jinx alive and well at Clover.
Inning continues for Sullivan. Left-handed hitting first baseman. Baez trying to run. Pitch is low. Throw to second base. Good, but late. Baez steals second. Good pitch to go on, the breaking ball low. Not a bad effort by Fernando Villalobos, the catcher. Baez picking up his 20th stolen base of the year. Only been caught twice. Villalobos feigns a throw back to second. It's 2-0, and now that's six straight misses from Garcia. Sullivan was the Cardinals' 13th round pick out of Troy. Two-oh pitch, make it seven straight balls. Streak ends right there with the called strike. Sullivan on Wednesday went 1-for-4, didn't play yesterday. Had a double and a two-run single on Tuesday. So already a threat coming out from the college ranks. Fouls this one away, and that will run the count full. Garcia's payoff pitch, Sullivan will chop it out to short. Mascara Fields throws. Holding the bag is Martinez. Great effort by Yarrell at first base to end the inning. That ball gets away. Baez is going to score. And Mascara leaves something to be desired with the glove. Adapt for his teammate with the throw, rather. And that'll do it. Runner stranded. No score through the middle of the second.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
First at-bat of the day for Dairon Campos. He takes first pitch strike one from Bryson Motz. Campos had a three-hit game yesterday, going for the four-hit game, which would have won the game. Robbed by inches. 0-1 pitch, flies it the other way. Long run for Baez, and he's going to get there to make the play and accord the first out. Baez was shaded the other direction. Still was able to catch up.
That's a nice play into the late afternoon sun, ranging all the way over to his left. Good job in a foreign ballpark.
So yesterday, Campos, he batted to the ninth inning with the bases loaded, down a run, nobody out. Lined a scorcher 99 miles per hour off the bat right above Harris's head at short, and Harris jumped up, snagged it with just the tip of his glove. Would have won the game. The outfield was playing back. Mets had good speed on second. As Martinez swings and misses, and it's nothing and two. Martinez did not play yesterday. And he will use his timeout.
It's great to see him back in the lineup. Hopefully he enjoyed his day off, but this team definitely needs his bat. He's been one of the hottest hitters through the month of July.
0-2 pitches in the dirt. He's having a good month of August. Had a solid month of July. Second on the team with 9 home runs. Of course, today is a tough assignment against one of the top pitchers in the league and a lefty to boot. Mott's fastball outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now some of these players, look at Martinez and Campos, Paz, really everybody, the playing time might be shortened. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss on a slider. Martinez strikes out. Mets have an excess of position players right now. So it's a combination of getting guys at bats and playing time, keeping guys fresh.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is, Adam. Gilbert Gomez trying to get as many players, as many reps as possible as we get closer to the end of the season. Normally you'd see Yoel Martinez batting much higher in the lineup, but today forced to bat seventh because there's just too many players that need at bats.
Villavicencio ground ball up the middle, through for a base hit. That will extend his hitting streak to 7 games, matching his season high.
Nice job by Kevin, able to come through for his team with two outs. You know, he had a frustrating night last night at the plate, so good to see him get back into the swing of things.
He's probably wondering to himself, why couldn't I do that in the ninth inning yesterday with one out, win the game? If only you could pick when and where you get your hits. Baseball wouldn't be that fun, though, would it? There's Villalobos taking a ball. So Villalobos was placed on the development list when the Mets added Christian Pregent from the draft class. And then Pregent, after that Daytona series, was there for the whole six games, went up to Brooklyn. And that activated Fernando back. This is his first game back catching. Of course, up in high A Brooklyn, Kevin Parada down with an ankle sprain. Catching situation not as stable there as it had been. Mott's missing badly, and he's fallen behind 3-0. And missed even further away. Ball four. And this is shaping up just like the first inning. Mott's gets the first two batters. The next two reach. Now he's got to work hard to get through the inning scoreless. First and second, two outs for Diego Mosquera. First time through the lineup, Mets did not get a run off Mott's, but a couple of hits. Hit batter and a walk. Two strikeouts. Mixed bag there. Mosquera takes one inside for ball one. So figure at some time, Mott's scoreless inning streak and scoreless start streak is going to end. Vivasencio back to second. Mets want a balk, and they get one. That looked disjointed from Mott's as he tried to decide whether he should throw back to second or not.
I think he was really just thrown by how far off second base Ken Villavicencio had leaked. I think he was surprised to see him there, and that kind of threw off his rhythm. And he put his right leg into motion before he stepped off the rubber, and that's what caused the balk.
Goes with the breaking ball to get the strike from Mosquera. So two in scoring position now. Single, walk, balk. 1-1 breaking pitch. Hits the inside corner. Diego Mosquera playing in his first challenge game. He was up in Daytona all last week with the Mets, but no ABS system up there. No challenge games the first three games of this series, so something available to him if he doesn't like it. Fouls this pitch away. Also see a couple of the new guys, Mosquera, Morabito, LaRusso, not using that timeout call either. As they get used to the new rules, we saw Jorge Rodriguez coming over from the FCL to start this series on the mound for the Mets. Twice violated the pitch clock, so there's a lot to take in for any new players coming over from the college ranks or from the complex league. The second mound meeting between Tarlo and Mott's. Ground ball. Curiali stabs it. Sets. Throws to first. Inning over. Retires Mosquera to strand runners in scoring position. Remains a scoreless affair through two innings.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It's time for today's Bally Live Trivia Contest. Kind of a tricky question. What individual single-game franchise record was set earlier this season? Did a Mets individual score the most runs ever in a game in team history, drive in the most runs, walk the most, or strike out the most in a game? Tricky question. There are your four options. Play now on Bally Live. Answer correctly and win Bally Bucks. We'll have the answer at a time to be determined, if we remember. We will. Grayson Tarlow at the plate takes ball one high. Sal Garcia, 29 pitches through two scoreless innings. That bout of seven straight balls with two outs in the second. Got the ground out from Sullivan, Dustrand, a runner in scoring position. Three and oh. Tarlow from Orange, California, 19th round pick out of Cal State. This summer. Interesting stance he has there. And he takes ball four. Four-pitch walk to start the third inning.
Number 8, second baseman, Lisandro Espinoza.
And Dan McKinney sensing that how that last inning ended and how this inning has started, that Sal might need a talking to. So Dan heads out there, trying to nip this in the bud. Fans, a reminder to chat with us on the Bally Live Crowd Zone. So we have the emojis are back. That's terrific. But any questions, comments, concerns? If you're a Cardinals fan watching on MILB TV, you could have got this for free on Bally Live, and you could have chatted with us. Right now, no questions. No questions at this time. Tell you what.
The trivia question is up, though.
When we're on the road for the next set in a couple of weeks, two straight weeks, you'll wish you had the chance to chat. Here's Espinoza. Tough series for him. He's stranded. Basically a small army out there on the bases. Does have one hit in the series. He squares to bunt and takes ball one. On appeal, didn't go. The Mets might challenge that. That draws the interest of Lara at third base. Fastball gets in for a strike. Pickoff play. Tarlow in safely. Tarlow in his young pro career hasn't even attempted a stolen base in nine games. Got the oven mitt on, though. This time, Espinoza does go after the ball. With the bunt, that will be a swinging strike, too. Garcia using all that pitch clock. Throws a ball that's fouled away. Ground ball foul, left side. Breaking ball right in there for a third strike. Espinoza fooled. Really feeling that Villalobos started to shift the outside corner. Didn't expect it to come back in over the plate. That's the second strikeout of the night for Saul Garcia. He's now faced everybody. Back to the top in Juan Bincho, who has the one hit for the Cardinals. Breaking ball, strike one at the knees. Couple of walks in there. Otherwise, just chose single. Fastball up and out. Tarlo, just get the sense that he's itching to go. Sometimes those runners, you know, they get on base to start an inning. Then the game slows down. Begin to feel the itch to take off. He's built a nice little lead. Cho swings at the high fastball. And Garcia's ahead one and two. Fastball, strike three on the corner. Cho down looking. Back-to-back strikeouts for Garcia. Perfectly placed fastball on the outer edge.
Great-looking pitch. Can't do it any better than that. Catches the black, freezes Cho. Two outs.
Three strikeouts for Saul as he faces Dakota Harris, who into a double play in the first inning. Lines one out towards second. Villavicencio will hustle it to the bag for the force out. Ball zoomed by Garcia, but no problem as second baseman there to back him up. Leadoff walk goes nowhere. Saul Garcia's tossed three scoreless one-hit innings.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We thank those in attendance who have come out tonight. Wonder if that little guy is going to run the bases after the game. That happens every Friday post-game. Good weather tonight, so no issue there. Jeffrey De Los Santos will lead off for the Mets. He takes ball one inside. And then a strike from Bryson Motz. Early pitcher's duel developing here at Clover Park. Really liked the pitching matchup last night with Jose Davila versus Felipe De La Cruz. Those two combined for 21 strikeouts. Big bouncer to second. Espinoza, the long reach and the easy toss, retires De Los Santos for the first out of the inning. Trust from Sullivan to bail to the bag right away, believing that Espinoza could get over. Here's Lara, who doubled high off the wall in the first inning for the Mets' first hit, one of their two. 3 or 4 feet higher, he might have had himself a home run. He hit one in the afternoon game on Wednesday. It was his 11th. That broke a span of about a month, just over a month without a homer. Doubly hit, first time up, 105 miles per hour exit velocity. But he strikes out on three pitches here. Two quick outs for Bryson Motz.
Number 10, right fielder, Carlos Dominguez.
A high fastball, quick arm speed for Motz. Carlos Dominguez is up. He was hit by a pitch. Down in the foot. First time up. Fly ball, shallow right. Espinoza ranging back. Baez coming in. And it's Baez to make the play for out number three. Quiet start for the offenses is this one, as it's been the Garcia and Mott show going to the fourth scoreless.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Thanks for hanging out on a Friday night. Adam and John with you in Port St. Lucie. Not much doing so far. Scoreless affair. Two hits for the Mets, one for the Cardinals. This has really been a very competitive series, essentially from the sixth inning on from Tuesday. You recall Tuesday in the opener, Palm Beach jumped out to a 15-0 lead through the first five innings, and the Mets were being no hit. About a lopsided half a game as you could possibly have. This ball is pulled foul by Kretzmar. But since then, the Mets, since the sixth inning of game number one, the Mets have actually outscored Palm Beach. But Palm Beach winning games by one run on Wednesday afternoon. Mets shortchanged six outs, called early due to lightning, and then Palm Beach winning by the skin of their teeth yesterday by one run in the ninth inning. 0-1 to Kretzmar, and he takes outside, lined out to left field on the first pitch he saw in the first inning. Draft pick this year out of Cal. One breaking ball gets in for a strike. Wasn't it a couple years ago Cal baseball was on the chopping block?
Very close.
Of course, the Mets recently had a Cal player in Mark Canha. Some trouble out there, Cal and Stanford right now. Need a home. 1-2 pitch is fisted foul. Everybody wondering what conference realignment is going to mean in college football, but it's the other sports. What happens to the baseball programs, softball, volleyball, Olympic sports? Kretzmar went too far. He strikes out swinging. One gone in the top of the fourth. You'd be the judge. Did he go too far?
I have that as a swing, Adam. Close play, close call as usual, but that one a little bit too far around. Again, most people want to use the plate. That's not necessarily the line. That's not the line the umpires use for judgment, but generally a pretty good indicator. And he was past the plate on that one. Pretty routine call.
At least it was called by the plate umpire, not the first base umpire who can't see through the back of the left-handed hitter.
I know that has been a point of contention for you about umpire views.
For 10 years now? Florida State League? Yeah. You gotta get to double A before they start rolling out the three-man crews, and you can have a ump down there at third base to actually check those. 1-1 pitch is lined into right. Dominguez trails back, makes the catch, retires Curiali. Two down.
Garcia just continuing this fine start he is off to. His control has been good when he's needed to throw strikes, but really his command has been excellent all game, really making his pitches work and inducing weak contact all over the field.
Yeah, he's had a couple of bouts of wildness. He's lost the strike zone, but he's been able to get it back before anything problematic has happened. As he hits the inside corner to Chase Davis. flew out to right field first time up. Strike two. Got the fastball working.
He's used that a couple of times today to set up a breaking ball. We'll see if that's what he chooses here.
He goes fastball again at 93. Davis spoils it to the net. This could be the last inning for Garcia. He's topped out at four this year. Young kid, promising arm, long season. He's trying to take care of these young guys. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, strike three. Davis caught looking. Saul Garcia, four shutout innings, five strikeouts, just one hit. Very impressive start for him on this hot August night.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
As we get ready to start the fourth, a reminder to play our trivia question. It looks like there's some kinks maybe with the app. Some of us are seeing the trivia question. Some are not seeing the trivia question. But keep trying. Keep fighting the good fight. It's technology in the year 2023. You know how that goes. Carl Paz will lead off for the Mets in the bottom of the fourth inning against Mott's. Mott's trying to match Sal Garcia with four shutout. Paz struck out swinging with two in scoring position. Correction, first and second in the first inning. Broken bat out to first. Tough play, and Paz will win the race. Lamont slow getting to cover, and Carell Paz, broken bat, single. Developed very slowly, really, except for Paz, who's hustling down to first. Another look.
You said it, Adam. Everything about this play except for Paz is in slow motion. Mutz took way too long to get off the mound, and doesn't have the speed to recover being a pitcher. He's not going to beat out Carell Paz to first.
Leadoff hit, the Mets' third hit of the game. Yeah, the pitchers who get there on time, they're usually the ones that, you know, put their heads down and chug. And he kind of got lost just for a moment watching. And that's all it takes. Just a moment. Here's Campos, who challenged the strike call, lost it. And by our records, the Mets have now lost two challenges and have one left the rest of the game. Pop up on the infield. Foul territory. Sullivan in the coach's box makes the catch for the first out.
Unfortunately for Campos, just a not great at bat all around. Burning one of the challenges there very emotionally in a nothing and nothing count. It's really not a spot you want to use it. And then just wasting the next pitch up into the air. So he'll have a chance to sit and think about that in the dugout and come out fresh the next time. But he doesn't want a repeat performance.
One on, one out for Yarel Martinez, who struck out swinging in the second. Paz trying to steal, and it's a base hit in the left, and Paz will try for third. Here comes the throw by Cho. It's late. Martinez caught in between is going to be in a rundown. Paws will eyeball this throwback to first, not in time by Espinoza. Well, that is bad by the Cardinals not to get Martinez out. Indecision, and the Mets are set up with runners at the corners. Well, Correll Paws had a bad base running mistake on Wednesday. This time he gets aggressive, does the right thing, keeps on chugging to third base. And Martinez thanking his lucky stars that he's not out. I don't know how he isn't.
Give all the credit to Paws for creating this chaos, but no excuse for Martinez to overrun first. But the Cardinals gift him the base. Just an inexcusable play to not throw that immediately to Sullivan for the out.
Yep. Espinoza getting lost out there as this pitch goes outside to Villavicencio, who's the Mets' hottest hitter right now. Martinez did the right thing. Just go. Just put your head down and go. And that worked out for him as Espinoza's hesitation cost him a second out. Line drive into left field, down for a base hit. Villavicencio has driven in the first run of the game. Martinez chugging for home. Here comes the relay throw by Harris. Too late. And it gets away from the catcher. Mott backs up. And Villavicencio glides to third base. Two-run double for Kevin Villavicencio and a 2-0 lead for the Mets.
What a play. What a rip by Villavicencio. Barreling it down the line. He had been shaded to the right half of the field, so Cho took even longer than normal to get over to make the play, which allowed Martinez to come around and score, and then heads up base running as the ball gets away. Villavicencio into third on the advance. Mets leading it 2-0. Big inning for St. Lucie.
Now, Villavicencio a single and a double today in two at-bats. He winds up at third base on what is a throwing error on Harris. The shortstop on the relay home, bouncing away from Tarlo. Fernando Villalobos at the dish. So that ends the streak of scoreless innings by Mott. His last three starts plus today had been 19 scoreless innings. Villalobos, a fly ball into center field. Davis wants it. Villavicencio, good speed, is coming home. Here's the throw by Davis. Save! Villavicencio's good speed beats the throw, and it's 3-0 St. Lucie. Villalobos hits it just far enough.
Yep, great fundamental place ball by the Mets. You said, Adam, just deep enough into center field, allowing the speed of Kevin Villavicencio to take over. And those wheels send him all the way home safely. 3-0 lead for the Mets.
Dugout enjoys that. There's a pitch for a strike to Mosquera. So the base is empty, two outs. This is the Mets, if I'm not mistaken, John, their first lead of the week.
Believe you are correct, Adam. And well, striking first, a big deal, because as you mentioned, that the Cardinals had taken the leads all three games and they have won each one.
1-1 pitch is rocketed into left field by Mosquera. The hit parade continues. That's the fourth one of this inning.
Wheels seem to have come off for Bryson Mott. He had a couple of wobbles earlier as two men got on in two of the previous innings. But now the Mets showed their strength. Kevin Villavicencio driving in a couple of runs and then adding another. 3-0 lead, that might be the last action for Bryson Mott.
So Gio Carrera, the pitching coach for Palm Beach, will head out to the mound. You replay the inning. I believe that run is now earned. Of that hit,
all three runs
air.
This
official score bill confirming that note. Yeah, and Mets were down 15-0 through five innings in game one, so clearly they didn't have the lead in that game. They were down early in game two of the series, got back within one a couple of different times. They were down one early yesterday, tied it, only to fall behind by 3 runs the very next inning, got within one, and fell basically one hit short. But today, a 3-0 lead, out hitting Palm Beach 6-1. Jeffrey De Los Santos is next. He's 0-2, and he takes one in the dirt, smothered by Tarlo.
As we've seen time and time again, Adam, important for the Mets to not get complacent here and not take their foot off the gas pedal. We've seen 3 runs not be a large enough lead at Clover Park. They have to continue trying to score aggressively.
Throw goes to first. Scarra ducks back in. Now, the ironic part is here in August, Mets pitching has been better than it was in July. Team ERA is about 2 runs better, 2 full runs better than it was in July, but the offense has fallen on hard times. Ground ball, the first foul. The team hitting just 194 as a team in August. So it's that old saying that, you know, when the pitching is there, the hitting isn't. When the hitting's there, the pitching isn't. Now, right now, it's been a good hitting night for the Mets, and the pitching has been even better. Get one of those rare nights where it all clicks. That's the first 4. Just missed. Then Moths. 2-1. Now, if the Mets pitched this way in July, they'd have won a lot more games. If the Mets hit the way they did in July, here in August, they'd have won some more games. This ball squirts away from Tarlo. Mascara eyeballs it and cruises to second.
Wild pitch.
That will be a wild pitch. With a 3-1 count, De Los Santos will be looking for a pitch to hit. Drive in a 4th run. And he yanks it foul off the tarp. That will bound down out towards Baez. There he is.
I got the one he was looking for that time, Adam. He just missed it. It was a fastball in the inner half. He got around on it, but swung a bit early.
Long look at Mascara before the payoff pitch, which is pulled into right, falling fast. Baez runs in, slides, and misses. Mascara will score. De Los Santos in the second. And the Mets have a 4-0 lead.
Double RBI.
RBI double for Jeffrey De Los Santos. Baez in right field. Could not make the sliding grab. Looked like he was there. Just could not complete the catch.
Well, we've said it before. We'll say it again, Adam. Placement is everything. De Los Santos fists an inside fastball out to right. And I knew it was going to be trouble when I saw Baez gather to try and slide. He's probably got to take that one on the run. But he opts to drop to a knee and misses. De Los Santos up to second. Another RBI for the Mets.
He did everything but get it all the way in the mitt. Get right off the edge. That has been, you read the scouting reports on Baez, that's, you know, there's some growing pains out there in the outfield. You see it right there. That's a play that, as you rise up, have to make. As Lara pulls this one deep and foul out to the Budweiser bullpen. We got a group down there tonight. Looks like they have a barbecue set up. Should bring some of that food up here. Now they got a foul ball. Lara has a double and a strikeout. Behind here, 0-2. And this ball bounces away from Tarlo. De Los Santos scoots to third. That will be a second wild pitch of the inning. Motts maybe running out of steam here in this long bottom of the 4th. Don't see any action out there in the Palm Beach bullpen.
It really looks like it there. Hung Tarlo out to dry. Nothing the catcher could do. ball was spiked about 10 feet in front of him.
One, two pitch, strike three, an immediate challenge by Lara. We await the results, and it is ball two. Well, a win for the Mets. Take another look. Close. Lara thought it was ball two, not a strikeout. That's a good use of the challenge system. 2-2, breaking ball, strike three, and this time Lara knows it. And that will finally end the fourth inning, but a good one from the Mets. They send eight to the plate. They score four runs on six hits and have a 4-0 lead going to the fifth inning.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Sal Garcia is returning to work in the top of the fifth inning. He's had some tough luck this season, just a 3-8 record. All those wins coming in relief. He can line himself up for a win as the starter if he can get through this inning. His longest outing of the year, four innings. He's done it a handful of times. Set a new season high if he retires Baez and takes ball one up. Fastball gets over four, strike one. This is the Mets' biggest lead in a game since a week ago when they jumped up to a 8-2 lead over the Tortugas up in Daytona. 1-1 slider just missed. Popped up to the stands. Anybody going to make a play down there? No. Water balls flying everywhere. We got popcorn going everywhere. Kenny's right down there. What's going on down there? Oh, the things you don't see. 2-2. Breaking ball popped up off the end of the bat into shallow center. Two Mets converging. Three there as well. And it's finally caught by De Los Santos. Baez is out number one. That's seven in a row retired by Garcia. He has now recorded the most outs he has in a game this year. Sullivan for the second time. 0 for 1 with the ground out. Breaking pitch outside. This is such a good feeling right now for the Mets with Garcia. Such an encouraging start. pitch is flown deep left field by Sullivan. Paws gets back there, turns around, makes the catch. Very casual like. Eighth straight retired. These Mets outfielders today have had some flair. Here is Tarlow, last man to reach. He did so on a walk. Got to remember, the first batter of the game got a hit for Palm Beach. None since. Inside, ball one. You take a look at some of these young Mets pitchers, the international guys, their first full seasons as pros, guys like Felipe de la Cruz, Garcia, Ovias, Orellana. This pitch just misses. I think you'd agree with this, John. Felipe has kind of distanced himself from the pack. But that trio of Garcia, Orellana, and Ovias have seemingly hit the wall late in this season. Some scuffling starts, but, man, Garcia today pounding that wall down. Paws deep into left, underneath, makes the catch. It's a 1-2-3 fifth inning. A lockdown inning for Saul Garcia after he was given a four-run lead. He's pitched five, shutout, one hit. Mets lead 4-0 at the halfway point.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Carlos Dominguez, the only man not to hit for the Mets in the fourth, will lead off the bottom of the fifth. Mets leading 4-0. Bryson Mott's back to work after the long, rough home fourth inning. Dominguez rolls a pitch foul for strike one. Carlos today hit by a pitch and a fly out to right, 0-1. Big bouncer out to short, charging is Harris. A quick release, and he gets Dominguez. Of course, yesterday, Carlos in the ninth inning hustled through a Harris throw for an infield single. Looks like Carlos maybe a little shaken up with the hand. Stumbled out of the blocks. Harris, though, not going to be beaten again. One away, and the birthday boy, Carell Paws, on his 24th birthday. Happy birthday, Carell. Swings through a fastball. Well, you must get a hit on your birthday, and he did. A broken bat single that started the four-run fourth. Grounds one to Sullivan, who will take it himself. Two quick outs here as Montz looks for a rebound inning.
Number 51, designated hitter, Dyron Campos.
Campos next. Tough day so far for Dairon, who had the three-hit game yesterday. And he's flown out and popped out. First pitch is in there. Now an 0-1 count. Swings over the top of the off-speed. It's nothing and two. A three-pitch strikeout and a bounce-back inning for Bryson Motz. Gave up four in the fourth. A 1-2-3 fifth. We head to the sixth at Clover Park. Mets lead Palm Beach 4-0.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888- SMILE07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Just a beautiful night here at Clover Park. Never had any rain in the area. Only they could all be like that. Still reads 91 degrees on the scoreboard.
After the weather we've been having, though, it almost feels like a cool front at 91. We've seen temperatures climb almost to 100 here.
Look at this. Sal Garcia back for more with the good times roll. And not pitched more than four innings all season. He's pitching into the sixth inning tonight. Why not? He's retired nine straight. Struck out Espinoza last time. He's fallen behind 2-0 here. You have Espinoza and then back to the top of the lineup. For a third time, we'll see if Garcia continues to throw. Ground ball foul for strike one. There is activity in the Palm Beach bullpen. I think that would be a good stopping point for Bryson Motz. Good recovery inning. Might be the time to get him out of the game and go to the bullpen. Mm-hmm. 2-1 pitch is flowing into left. Paws on the run and will peel off. A base hit for Espinoza. And some groans from the crowd down below. I thought Paws might sell out, try to make that play. Mildly surprised he didn't. Seemed like he had positioned himself.
I have to say I'm surprised too, Adam. I think that with a 4-0 lead in a game where you have all the momentum, I think that's a chance, or one you take a chance on.
I'm with you. So here's Cho for the third time. He has singled and struck out. And he squares to bunt and takes a ball. That snapped the streak of nine batters in a row retired. That's the first hit against Saul since Cho singled as the first batter of the game. Lions went out of play. Ground ball, base hit into right field.
29, Loper.
Espinoza runs all the way to third. So Choke can't keep a good player down. It's now 2-for-3. Runners at the corners. Nobody out. Dan McKinney, Mets pitching coach, coming back out for a visit.
For the Cardinals in the bullpen.
And being told now that Jimmy Loper is starting to warm up in the Mets bullpen. So a couple of things here that Mets rolling the dice by bringing Garcia back out for his sixth inning when he had not pitched past four. Also facing this lineup third time through. Back-to-back hits. Can debate that first one. Should pause if Doe for it. Even if he does, doesn't guarantee he'd catch it. Cardinals starting to make some noise. Of course, Loper's the Mets' best reliever, has not pitched since Sunday, so he should be fresh and able to give the Mets multiple innings. Garcia would like to hand it off to him with a four-run lead. That will be infinitely tougher right now. Well, Harris at the plate has hit the ball hard but on the ground twice. Sure, the Mets are thinking, what's turn two here? He did bounce into the double play in the first inning, and a hard ground ball out to second his next time up. Fastball inside, ball one. Ground ball, snagged by Garcia, throws to second, and out there. And the Mets are fortunate to get one. Villavicencio saves the play. Don't know if he kept his foot on the bag or not, but when he ran into Cho, that solved it. But this was a great chance for two. That was not an out until Villavicencio tagged Cho. You know, if Garcia lets that one go, the Mets are probably going to turn two.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Adam. That's a really tough play. Garcia really caught in a bad spot there. It's hard for me to say from here that he shouldn't have tried to field that ball. I think he did right by trying to grab it, and then but the throw got away. They were lucky to get the out.
Run scored. Run was scoring if there was no outs or two outs on that play. So it's 4-1. And a runner at first, one down. An RBI fielder's choice for Dakota Harris. 1-4. Garcia makes a good throw. It's a double play. He lets it go. Possible double play. But Villavicencio gets that first out. You know, John, we were in a spot last night with the Cardinals at the plate. Tie game. And there was a ground ball out to second. Villavicencio threw to Mascara at short. And Mascara got a little too wild out there, too flashy. Instead of getting a double play, the Mets got nobody out. This time around, they get one.
You know, all these previous plays are factors into these, you know, situations we find ourselves now. You know that they thought about that play. They've talked about that play later to adjust how they approach this game. So I think the way it worked out for the Mets was fortunate, but it ended up could have been worse. They could have gotten no outs on that play.
Kretzmar at the plate. He has lined out and struck out. Garcia has him. Two balls, two strikes. Harris, medium-sized lead over on first base. 2-2 pitch, sails outside, and Harris is going to try to go to second. Here's the throw, the tag, and the ball gets away. Mascara will track it down. Rolls out to Martinez. A calculated risk there by Harris to go.
Wow.
And if DeVincenzo's, or rather Villalobos' throw is good, he's probably out. Instead, it will be a wild pitch.
Yeah, some aggressive base running there from Harris. But like you said, Adam, once you've made the decision, you just have to take off and go. There was no hesitation, and that's what saw him in safely.
It's 3-2 on Kretzmar. Breaking ball, grounded out to Mascara, off his chest, picks it up and drops it, and that will be an error. A couple of defensive plays here by the Mets not being made. And now Curiali is going to come up as the tying run, and that will do it for Sal Garcia, who deserved better. And his own enemy on that comebacker when he should be either in the game with two outs or departing with two outs. Instead, he will leave with one down, runners at the corners. This should not overshadow what was a spectacular pitched game by Sal Garcia. 5 1/3 innings, 3 hits, just 1 run at the moment. Loper coming on for the Mets.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
That is Jimmy Loper, who's been on a good run here in August. 2 games this month, 4 1/3 innings, 2 hits, scoreless, 8 strikeouts. He had that game in Daytona, folks. He was absolutely dominant. If the Mets had provided him a lead there in the 8th or 9th inning, he was slamming the door. That's how good he was. Last time here at Clover Park, he got roughed up by Bradenton, but he quickly put that behind him. Now he enters with a 3-run lead and facing Curiali, the tying run. Long way to go in this one. Breaking ball, grounded, foul. Loper's curveball pounded into the dirt. Curiali has struck out and lined out tonight. Have Harris on third and Kretzmar on first. Mets defense will tell you they should both be out, and they should be in the dugout. 0-1 pitch stopped by Villalobos. Now, through all the losing in July, the Mets defense very quietly was really good. They had a stretch of 7 out of 8 games with no errors. But the defense has been struggling here in August. 1-1 pitch, runner goes to second, throw is good, the tag on the head, got him! Kretzmar can't believe it, he thought he slid underneath, but DeVincenzo gets the tag. 2 gone in the inning. And Kretzmar believed that that tag by DeVincenzo missed him. We will see.
It's a terrific athletic play to get up.
He's right.
And I think from there, you can see it was a tag on the helmet. But, man, that's...
That was a miss. He did not get him. Gary Kendall out to argue, but that swipe as he was already past him. So the Mets catch a break there. Two-one pitch up high. So throw goes to second. Tagged out there. The runner at third, Harris, didn't break home. Line drive into right center field. Dominguez peels back. It's down for a hit. Curiali drives in the second run of the inning. Harris scores, and it's 4-2. I think maybe some hesitation there between Dominguez and De Los Santos as they got near each other.
It looks to be about what happened. They both pulled off at the same time, Adam, and no one really had great position to take charge of the ball, and sometimes that's what happens. The ball falls right in between the two fielders.
It's an unearned run after the Mosquera error. That should have been out of the inning. And close the book on Garcia now. He went 5 2/3, 3 hits, 2 runs, just 1 earn, a couple of walks, and 5 strikeouts on 81 pitches. Chase Davis 0-2 with the flyout and a strikeout. Cardinals have scored twice here in the top of the sixth. A dribbler foul by Davis. Some near misses defensively by the Mets in the inning. You had the pause, peel back to start this inning on a ball we thought he maybe would have dove for. Garcia maybe costing himself a double play with the bad throw. Mosquera making an error. That in-betweener out there in right field. Looks like this inning's been close to being over multiple times. Davis will sky one into center. De Los Santos makes the catch, and the inning is over. Cardinals claw their way back. They post two. Mets still lead 4-2 going to the bottom of the sixth.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It's a bullpen game now as the Cardinals turn it over to their relief corps, starting with Jason Savakul. Savakul making his first appearance of the series, facing Yerel Martinez. First pitch from the righty is a ball outside. Savakul was drafted in the sixth round by St. Louis out of Maryland. Former teammates with Nick LaRusso, Mets infielder. Curveball or strike one. Savakul hails from Syracuse, New York. Security guard Kenny wanted us to make sure that we relayed that information as he, too, is from Syracuse. Whoa! Look out in the on-deck circle. Yikes. Martinez nearly takes out Viva Sencio and to dance out of the way.
Nice job. Heads up over there to avoid some friendly fire.
That one banged off the pitch clock. Martinez will use his timeout. Breaking ball, nubbed out to third. Kiriali picks and throws. Good stretch by Sullivan. Route number one. Final line for the starter, Bryson Montz. He went five innings, scattering seven hits, four runs, a walk, and five strikeouts. Had the road bump in the fourth with all four runs, but then a quick three-batter fifth inning. Savakul in his fourth game since being drafted. Skipped over the Complex League. Lee Vicencio a single and a double today. Hit streak up to seven now. Lee Vicencio is now 12 for 30 in his last nine games. Which is too low. Rounded out towards second. Espinoza scoots in, throws, and retires Vicencio for the first time. Mets now been retired six times in a row between Montz and Savakul. De Los Santos RBI double to make it 4-0 their last base runner. Two outs in the fourth. There's Villalobos, who has a productive night at the plate with a walk and a sac fly. Now he's a better hitter than he has shown this season. We saw that last year as he eventually got up to Brooklyn. Maybe that, you know, week plus on the development list gave him a chance to recharge, see if he can put together a good final 20-some-odd games. Tapper, Savakul snares it. Underhand toss to complete a 1-2-3 inning in relief. Nifty play by the relief pitcher from Syracuse, New York. That sends us to the seventh. Mets holding a two-run advantage.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher alert, minor league rehab alert. This is Manny Alvarez. He's been on the 60-day injured list with the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. moved his rehab from the Complex League over here to Single-A St. Lucie. 27-year-old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican, pitching in his 11th game this year between St. Lucie, rather Binghamton, the FCL, and now St. Lucie. Well, he faces Joshua Baez. That's leading 4-2 in the seventh. And he comes in and hits him with the first pitch. Can never really be sure with rehabbers. It's a combination of guys who are trying to shake off the rust, get healthy, tinker. And hope they are all like Jacob DeGrom, who's going to come in and throw 101 miles an hour and just blow everybody out of the water. That is not the reality of the situation most times. Sullivan takes a fastball for a strike. Fastball, a big bouncer to V. Vicencio. Leaps up high, a quick throw to second is wide to Mascara. That was the only chance he had. Not going to turn that to first base for an out. Sullivan, high hopper.
Base hit.
And this is going to be a hit. Yeah, that's got to be a hit. That's beyond routine effort. Ordinary effort is the phrase.
Yeah, it would have taken just an incredible play to get the out there at second. I think Villavicencio did just about everything that could have been expected from him there.
I think if the throw is accurate, there's the out, but that was a tough throw to be accurate on, given where he was and contorted. So the first two have reached on a chopping single and a hit by pitch in reverse order. There's a strike to Tarlow. Alvarez was signed by the Mets to a free agent contract in January. He pitched in the Mets organization for Binghamton and Syracuse last year. Time is called and Villalobos heads out to the mound. While they discuss matters, a reminder that series continues here at Clover Park for the Mets and Cardinals tomorrow. Fireworks after the game. We'll bring those to you on Bally Live. Love to have you come out. Mental Health Awareness Day tomorrow. First pitch, 6:10. Sunday, last game of the year between Palm Beach and St. Lucie. It's a 12:10 first pitch. Prepare accordingly. No one slider is down and away.
There's not much you can do to prepare for a noon game, Adam. Those were hot and humid. That's pretty much what you're going to get.
Well, it's also going to be the last game of the season between those two teams, so these two. So you got to try to get it in. Cross your fingers for the weather. The ball fouled back off the top of the screen. Alvarez made his season debut April 6th for the Rumble Ponies up in Portland, Maine. Has been out since mid-May. Pitched a couple of games in the Complex League on July 24th and then August 7th. Wasn't able to complete a full inning either time, giving up a total of 3 runs. So hopefully not repeating those performances. 1-2, breaking ball is a strike and a challenge immediately by Tarlow. We await the results, and it is a win for Tarlow. No strikeouts. Another look. Home plate umpire Shea Graham thought this was top of the zone. It was not. The dance continues. 2-2. This one is definitely high, and it's a full count. Seen two batters, one for each side now, overturn strike three into a ball. Didn't pay off for Wilfredo Lara. See if it does for Tarlow. Well, he flies one into right field towards Carlos Dominguez. Ambles over, makes the catch. No advancing on the bases, and a perfect strike to Mascara. Make sure Baez stays put. And a big first out. With a two-run lead in the seventh inning. Tarlo unable to advance the runners. Loper went two-thirds of an inning, giving up a hit. No runs of his own, one inherited run allowed. No walks, no strikeouts. Jimmy only threw eight pitches tonight. And that's best reliever only being used for two outs as they have to get Alvarez into the game for a full inning. There's Espinoza, and he takes a fastball down and away. That's with major or minor league rehabbers this year. They've had a ton this year. That's life in single A. Only a 7-20 record. Say it every year that don't be misled. It's because you have a minor leaguer from a high level or a major leaguer. It's not going to equal a dominant performance out there in the field. Position players are trying to get their timing back. Pitchers are tinkering. You know, it can be dicey. Duo and the foul tip by Espinoza into the mitt. One of those situations for the Mets, you're bringing in Alvarez on a rehab assignment late in the game, tight game. And you hold your breath and hope he can get through it with the lead. 2-1 pitch is overthrown. High velocity pitch of the inning at 94. Not close. Now Juan Bencho awaits on deck. I certainly don't want to see him come to the plate with the bases loaded. Not the way he's gone this week. 3-1 pitch. Espinoza fly into center. De Los Santos running on, and it's going to drop. And then he picks it up and loses control. Picks it up again. And it will be a single for Espinoza. And the bases are now loaded. Flare to center field just does drop. You see Sullivan halfway. I think Jeffrey thought that if he could get a quick throw off to second base, maybe force him out. We'll never know after the drop. Now here we go. Mets led 4-0. Now they have to buckle up and face Juan Bencho. He was working on a 2-for-3 night. First pitch to him is a breaking ball outside. Inning started, the first pitch hit batter. And a bouncing infield single, a fly out, and then a flare single. So nothing struck well by the Cardinals in this inning. They have put themselves in prime position. Fastball fades outside, two balls and no strikes. A golf ball into left field. Pause running in. Will make the catch. No tag from Baez. Throw is offline, and it's knocked down by Villalobos. A dangerous throw by Pause in left field, but Fernando able to corral it. That's a big second out as Cho takes a gamble, swinging at that pitch. Not a good swing. A big uppercut and a pitch low like that, hard to drive. That was a great knockdown. Alvarez was backing it up, but Fernando doesn't get that. You don't know where it goes. So Dakota Harris, this is the at-bat of the game. Bases loaded, two outs, a two-run lead for the Mets. And a balk has been called. In comes Baez. It's 4-3. Alvarez maybe almost caught a spike there. Tying run at third. Go-ahead run at second. First pitch of the at-bat is outside for ball one. Harris with the hit now could give Palm Beach the lead. He swings late on a fastball at 93. Harris today has hit the ball on the ground all three times. Once into a double play, once into what we thought might be a double play. Ended up being a fielder's choice RBI. Oh, saved by Villalobos. Keeps the Mets in the lead for the moment. Just feel like Alvarez is flirting with the total disaster here. Some of these overthrows, falling behind batters. Without the balk, he'd be in position to get out of this unscathed, but that is already come and gone. He saved another.
How many times this year have we seen Fernando Villalobos called into action defensively? And that's three times in the last couple of plays, couple of pitches. He's picked up his pitcher and kept a run off the board.
53 Alfonseca. 53 Alfonseca in the St. Lucie bullpen.
3-1 pitch. Swung through and missed. Got that one over. And a big pitch forthcoming. 3-2 with two outs. Two in scoring position. Tying and go-ahead runs. Alvarez the payoff. And he blew it right by Harris. Manny Alvarez rallies. Nearly spiked the lead away, but he holds it. A rocky inning for the MILB rehabber, but he preserves the Mets' lead. But it's 4-3 at the seventh inning stretch.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Fans who are here enjoying themselves. Nice night for a ball game. Savakul back to work in the bottom of the seventh. This game has gotten tight. Mets scored the first four runs all in the fourth inning. Cardinals two in the sixth, one in the seventh. They did strand the tying run at third. Curveball for a strike to Mosquera. Diego singled with two outs and the bases empty in the fourth inning. Didn't think much of it at the time. He ended up scoring. So that's the difference right now. It's tied up for strike two. Savakul, easy, quick sixth inning on just 11 pitches. The last seven Mets in a row have been retired. You mentioned it back in the fourth inning, John. Keep the pedal to the metal if you're the Mets.
That's been the name of the game. If you're trying to beat the Cardinals, you're going to have to outscore them. They continue to put runs on the board every game they play. And you saw their offensive prowess really show itself in the first game.
3-2 pitch just falls to the right of the bag. That one hit the chalk line a couple of different times, squirting down to first base.
But I like what you said earlier, Adam, about the second half of the first game. Since then, it's been really competitive between these two teams. There's no reason to expect another great finish like we had last night here tonight.
There's ball four. Yeah, the Cardinals, you know, they didn't score beyond the fifth inning on Tuesday. The Wednesday afternoon game, of course, we were cut short in the eighth inning. But Palm Beach, you know, only one run from the fourth inning afterwards. They didn't score after the fourth inning yesterday, so the Mets pitching at the end of games has been really good, and they do it again tonight. You need six outs before giving up one run. They've shown they can do it this series. De Los Santos, RBI double last time up. Mets' most recent hit was that sliding attempt by Baez in right field, just nicked off of his glove. And we will have a mound visit and a chance to go over the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. Doubleheader already completed between Daytona and Jupiter. Daytona won the first game 3-1 to go up 3-0 in the series, and then Jupiter won the second game 3-0. Now, Palm Beach and Daytona entered today tied for first. Daytona now 18-20. Palm Beach can go into first place alone with the comeback win here. Dunedin is up 8-5 at Lakeland in the fifth inning. Dunedin trying to go up 3-1 in that series. Bradenton's up 3-0 at Tampa, or at Fort Myers. Clearwater and Tampa off today. That series is in Tampa. Now, Tampa's a busy town. Sometimes they play doubleheaders and then have an off day if there's an event over by Steinbrenner Fields. 3-1 pitches, foul tipped, strike two. Actually, John, you could probably do this research quicker than I can. Is there a Buccaneers home game tomorrow? That might be a reason to, or tonight, that might be a reason not to have the Tarpons play. A couple years ago, the Mets were over in Tampa this time of year, and the Tarpons moved a 6 o'clock game to noon because the Buccaneers were hosting a game that night, shared parking lots. 3-2 pitches hit deep right field by De Los Santos. Bye-bye baseball. Jeffrey De Los Santos leaves the yard to give the Mets a 6-3 lead, his fifth of the season.
Huge home run in a huge spot for the Mets. Two big insurance runs. We'll see if those come into play later, but Jeffrey De Los Santos launches his sixth bomb of the year. The Mets in control in the bottom of the seventh.
That was a skyscraping home run. Majestic angle. And they salute that young man. This was towering. Just plopped it right down on the front of the grass berm. So De Los Santos has driven in half the Mets' runs tonight and some breathing room. Big cut by Lara. Just when the Cardinals start to breathe down the Mets' necks, De Los Santos provides some comfort. The StatCast numbers on that home run. Exit velocity 102. High launch angle of 34 degrees. He hit it 346 feet. Only would have been a home run in 14 major league ballparks. All that matters is it counted at Clover Park. One-two pitch, a broken bat ground ball to Harris. And Lahr is thrown out for the first out of the inning.
Well, I did the research, Adam, and you were right. Tampa Bay does have a home game tonight at Raymond James Stadium. They're trailing the Steelers 14-7.
John, that tells you I've been in this league too long and I would just know something like that off the top of my head.
I think it does. I think that's the indication, Adam.
I lived through it. Carlos Dominguez at the plate now. Takes ball one outside. It's that time of season, John. Here we are and getting to the middle of August. College camps have been open. This ball is fluttered into shallow left field. Cho playing way back will run in and make the catch for out number two. Dominguez drops to 0 for 3. Starting preseason football. College week zero is, just a couple of weeks away. We will actually be on the air when week one of the NFL season kicks off. Don't know how to feel about that, right? Used to be, you know, you had minor league season ended the last week of August, and you were still basically a week and a half away from Thursday night football's opener. Now it bleeds over. Certainly trying to balance a lot at that time.
Yeah, this time of year, there's a lot going on. Baseball coming to a close. College and pro football just getting off to their starts. And right behind them, you got hockey and basketball right around the corner next month. So, you know, it's 2 months. But big happenings as the weather starts to cool off and turn to fall. Don't tell that to the Florida weather, of course. That's not going to happen for another couple of months. But the rest of the country will enjoy a nice drop in temperatures.
3-1 pitch is fouled off by Paws. Yeah, I always, you know, you watch playoff baseball and you see, like, everybody in the Northeast cities wearing their big overcoats and, you know, their winter hats. And you're sitting in Florida in shorts and a T-shirt. You really envy those folks. I know they envy us. 3-2 pitch coming to Paws, and he will take strike three and a challenge. Mets only have one left. And they have none left now. Paws is caught looking. Inning is over, but it starts off with the bang. Mascara a walk. De Los Santos the two-run homer. Mets have a three-run lead back.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
All twilight here at Clover Park. Outfielders, be wary. This can be the time at night when it becomes difficult to see the ball falling if it crosses up over the lights. You want to be on your P's and Q's right now if you're the Mets on a five-game losing streak with a three-run lead at home in the eighth inning. It will be Miguel Alfonseca on the mound, taking over for the minor league rehabber Manny Alvarez, who survived the seventh with the lead intact. First pitch breaking ball, no good. Alvarez, an inning, two hits, a run earned, no walks, and a strikeout through 23 pitches, just 11 strikes. He threw the last couple over when he needed to. Kretzmar, a ground ball out to Mosquera. Good play by Diego. Another one booted earlier and a poor throw earlier, but this one, he puts it together. At this stage of the game, you want all the routine outs to be recorded as such. Kretzmar now 0 for 4. Alfonseca, in his second year with St. Lucie, 23-year-old from San Cristobal in the Dominican, has a live arm. Not for whatever reason, hasn't really put it together yet as a St. Lucie Met, but off the development list has been okay. He pitched two scoreless innings up in Daytona on August 2nd. And he pitched earlier in this series in the opener on Tuesday. He came in with the bases loaded, all the inherited runs scored, but he didn't give up a run of his own. So his line in August, 3 2/3, one hit, no runs. Fastball too high. He has hit three batters and walked three batters in his last two games. He has struck out five.
The Palm Beach bullpen, 33 Calderon in the Cards bullpen.
2-1 to Kiriale. It's grounded foul. Kiriale 1-for-3 with an RBI single. The 2-2 pitch strikes him out. 84 mile per hour offering. Kiriale whiffs. Two up, two down for Alfonseca. Change up, perfect. Here's Davis, 0-for-3. Fly out to right and to center and a strikeout looking. Lines one to left field, falling fast and falling foul. See the trivia question, the answer, most runs scored in a game. 0-1 pitch is lined over the head of Mosquera into left center. De Los Santos backhands it and gets it back to the infield quick. And Chase Davis held to a long single. The inning will continue. Yeah, the trivia question on Bally Live tonight. What's the single game franchise record, which one was set earlier in the year? You guessed most runs scored in a game by a Mets player ever, then you were correct. Eduardo Salazar scored 5 runs in the game against Jupiter on May 4th. No other St. Lucie Met had ever scored 5 runs in a game. And it's kind of hard to believe in the 35-year history of the team, but like we checked a lot of boxes that night, 18-4 victory, still a lot of stats from that one hold up. Most runs scored in a game, largest margin of victory, most hits, most walks in a game by a player. Blaine McIntosh had 4 walks in 4 consecutive innings from the 9 spot. I don't think you ever see that before or again. 0-1 to Baez. Swing and a miss, and it's a ball and a strike. Correction, 0-2. Baez tonight has been plunked and walked. 0-1 at the flyout. Alfonseca's 0-2 pitch. Over the corner for a called third strike. No challenge by Baez. Excellent inning for Miguel Alfonseca. Two strikeouts, works around the Davis single. He might get a chance to close the game out in the ninth. We're going to the home eighth. Mets looking for some insurance. Up 3.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
All the teams in the Mets organization in action tonight. Some trouble there for the Rumble Ponies up in Somerset. Binghamton lost 14-0 yesterday, losing 6-0 today. Binghamton, this ball by Campos is grounded to third. Kiriale retires him. One pitch, one out for Augusto Calderon, the new pitcher for the Cardinals. Tyler Stewart, briefly a St. Lucie Met at the end of last year, pitched a couple of games, then went on the IL to finish the season. He was the MILB leader in ERA at 1.70, entering his start yesterday for Binghamton up in Somerset, and he gave up 7 runs in one inning. His ERA jumps from 1.7 to 3-point-something, so life can come at you fast. All it takes, we talk about all the time with relievers, you know, all it takes is a couple of bad outings and your ERA is, you know, wildly out of control. And when your ERA is 1.70 all the way into mid-August, you have a bad outing, now that can be the result. Calderon, the 1-1, it's outside to Martinez. Here are the 1-4-3. They single and a run. Mets FCL team won today, 8-4 over the FCL Marlins. FCL Mets getting closer and closer to a division title, which, of course, is always a good thing because that means the future St. Lucie Mets are playing well. You hope that can translate, but as we found out this season, the jump can be enormous as Martinez takes ball 4 outside from Calderon.
You know, it's funny to think sometimes, Adam, logically you might think that the jumps would be higher at the upper levels, but I think you're right. I think the FCL to here, with all the rule changes, the talent difference, and just the environment is so completely opposite from what you see out there in the complex that, yeah, I think this is the steepest learning curve there is.
Yeah, you go from, you know, playing day baseball, chain link baseball, no fans, not a lot of college players. All of a sudden, you jump over to single A, and there's, you know, deeper talent. You're playing in stadiums, fans at night. It seems like there's more at stake. It can be a juggling act, and, you know, it used to be you went from the Complex League, which was called the Gulf Coast League, and then you went to Kingsport. Rookie ball as this pitch goes to the backstop. That would be a wild pitch. sending Martinez up to second. You went from the GCL, you went up to Kingsport, the Appalachian League, which was a short season rookie ball. Then you'd progress to, you know, the New York Penn League, which was, you know, short season A ball up in Brooklyn. And then you'd finally get to single A, which was Columbia, before all the changeover. Now you're going from basically the same version that the GCL was right to single A. And that can be a big jump as this ball is popped up towards Harris. And he makes the catch to retire Vivasencio. It used to be, you get another look at the pop-up, it used to be that folks would tell me they thought the biggest jump in the organization was high or single A to high A St. Lucie. But I think now you have to take into the fact that you jump from basically the chain link fence baseball up two levels that no longer exist to St. Lucie. Now that's the jump. That's a big one. Villalobos has walked, hit a sack fly and grounded out. Insurance run out there on second base. Ground ball hugs the dirt right to Espinoza. He retires Villalobos for the last out of the eighth. No runs for the Mets, no hits, no errors. Martinez stranded on second. We go to the ninth. Mets try to close out this game over the Cardinals.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Miguel Alfonseca looking for the six-out save. Retired 3 out of 4 in the eighth on 12 pitches, just the two-out single. He will face Sullivan, Tarlo, and Espinoza, the bottom three in the order. And then back to the top in the ever-dangerous Juan Bin Cho. Mets jumped out to a 4-0 lead. It got dicey in the seventh inning with Alvarez on rehab. That's expanded it to 6-3 with the two-run homer by De Los Santos. As William Sullivan swings at the first pitch, and dare I say, the Mets are trying to complete rather as a would be a nondescript win. All these wins they've had this year seem like, you know, pulling out of the fire, wild wins. This would be a rather simple one by Mets standards if they can pull it off. And Alfonseca has peppered the strike zone since entering the game. It's 11 strikes on 14 pitches, and Sullivan will use his timeout. O2 breaking ball misses wide. Sullivan 1-for-3 with an infield single back in the seventh inning. Check swing. Did he go? No. An emphatic safe signal by Chad Lagana down there at first.
Yeah, and it's the right call. It's a great job by Sullivan to hold up.
He struck him out on a fastball. Off Fonseca, his third strikeout in his last four batters. The heat at 93 miles per hour for the first out of the ninth.
And well located on the outside corner. Sullivan has to get the bat off his shoulder, but is too slow. Alfonseca blows it by.
Tarlo next, 0 for 2 with the walk. A couple of flyouts. Slider just missed, and a challenge asked for by Alfonseca, but none left. And that ball is fouled away. Breaking ball swung through and missed. Tarlo goes up high, and it's 1-2, and Alfonseca continues to get strikes. This is as good as he's looked all year. One, two pitch. A fly out to right. That will slice, though, up off the net. A 1-2, down and away. Ball three in the dirt. We'll see here if Alfonseca goes back to the fastball. Has been his best located pitch. He's going to have a pitch clock expiration in ball four. Yep. Counted down to 2 seconds. He stepped off, but with nobody on base, it doesn't reset if you step off, and that is a miscue. And Alfonseca, after getting ahead 1-2, started to fiddle around. Pays the price. Automatic ball, which was the fourth of the at-bat.
I think this was a case of just trying to do too much, Adam. They might have been trying to be too perfect between him and his battery mate Villalobos. Might not have been on the same page. And when the communication broke down, there was no time left to throw the ball.
That moves the tying run into the on-deck circle, which is Cho. Espinoza, the nine-hitter, will pop one foul out of play. Espinoza actually having his best game. A couple of hits in his last two at-bats. O-1 pitch is fouled away. I think sometimes, and still getting used to it, and we'll see it in the big leagues, especially in the playoffs, when it's a ninth inning, close game, closers trying to lock in, that pitch clock still isn't really at the forefront of the mind. The situation does not change. The clock does not care. There's a strikeout. Espinoza goes down swinging with a second out of the ninth. Four strikeouts for Alfonseca over the last two innings.
And this is a nice-looking pitch on the inside corner. Again, forcing Espinoza to swing. He's had a good night up to this point. So good job to sit him down, keep him off the base paths.
So it comes down to Juan Bincho, the last hope for the Cardinals to keep the game going. He swings wildly at a slider, strike one. Cho trying to keep the line moving to bring the tying run to the plate. Off on Seika, trying to shake off the automatic ball four. 0-1, ground ball. Oh, what a turn and snag by Alfonseca, and he ends the game. Miguel Alfonseca with the play of the night to finish off the Palm Beach Cardinals. Last night it was the play of the year for the Cardinals to win the game. This time Miguel Alfonseca with the blind turn and stab. And the Mets are on the fun end tonight. They beat the Cardinals 6-3, and they are the ones forming the happy high five line out there at second base in between the mound. Mets say goodbye to the five-game losing streak, and they beat the Cardinals by 3 runs. Good pitching, timely hitting. That's how it's done. And the Mets are back in the series after losing the first 3. They pick up the win tonight. They have a chance now to win a couple more of the weekend to get a split. And that was a very good bounce-back game by the Mets after that heartbreaker last night in which they thought they were about to pull one out of the fire. They scored 4 in the fourth against a red-hot pitcher. De Los Santos provides a key 2-run homer to give the Mets some space in the seventh. And Miguel Alfonseca with 2 shutout innings, 4 strikeouts, and the defensive play of his season. It's a clinch victory. Winning pitcher is Saul Garcia. He certainly earned it. 5 1/3 innings, 1 earned run. Losing pitcher, Bryson Motz. Miguel Alfonseca gets the save. Mets pick up their 12th win of the second half. They are now 36-69 overall. Palm Beach misses out on a chance to overtake first place alone. Cardinals 18-20 in the second half, 55-48. Overall. Good stuff for the St. Lucie Mets tonight. We'll wrap it all up on the other side of the break with the postgame show.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, John DeStefano with you from high atop the action. Fourth floor broadcasting booth wrapping up the Mets 6-3 win over the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's one of those rare wins that wasn't really crazy when the Mets had to score a ton of runs or hold on for dear life at the very end. No, it's 6-3. That's a rather standard win, which is nice to see for this team. It did get hairy there in the seventh. We'll recap that in the highlights. But the Mets on the board in the victory column in this series, and we will now roll through those highlights of this 6-3 victory. It was a pitching duel early as Saul Garcia and Bryson Motz were really good. Here's a double play ball induced by Saul on Dakota Harris after Juan Benchot led off the game with a single. Diego Mosquera almost a double clutch there. Martinez saves him on this one. That would have scored a run if it had been thrown away. Instead, it clinches a scoreless inning. Here's the Mets in the bottom of the fourth. Kevin Villavicencio gets the run scoring started with the 2-run double. That brings home Paz and Martinez, who had singled in the frame. DeVincenzo winds up at third base and on the error and ends up scoring on a sack fly. DeVincenzo saves Saul Garcia there. Could have been a double play. Then it could have gone into center for nobody out. But DeVincenzo able to wrangle that ball, tag out Cho for the first out. A run would score. There's a out at second base. Kretzmar, we slowed the replay down. The tag missed him. The Mets will take it. So Kretzmar was a big out too. Next batter singles to bring in a run to make it 4-2. So the out there at second proved to be very beneficial to the Mets.
Nice job, nice
relief pitcher Jason Savakul gets an out there. A 1-2-3 sixth inning for him. Here's Manny Alvarez on rehab assignment. It was touch and go. He gives up a run, but then strikes out the batter there to strand the tying run at third base with two outs. There's the run that came in. That makes it 4-3. But Alvarez ended up stranding two in scoring position. And then the next half inning, the long ball from Jeffrey De Los Santos, his fifth home run of the season, two-run shot. That will put the Mets back up by multiple runs. They can breathe a little easier. What a performance by Miguel Alfonseca, the best he's looked all season. Strikes out Joshua Baez to end the eighth inning. He worked around an automatic ball four, and he retires Cho on this play to end the game. That, what can you say, just an incredible two plays the last two nights to finish ball games. You had Chase Davis with the leaping catch in center field, SportsCenter's number one top 10 play yesterday in the sports world, robbing the Mets of a win. And while that one might not have been as dramatic, you did not want the tying run to come to the plate, and the tying run very well could have come to the plate if Miguel Alfonseca doesn't make that blind spinorama play to end the game.
Well, this play really, this game really ticked all the boxes for the Mets. They got off the schneid. They ended their five-game losing streak. Check. The highest run total they've scored in over a week. Check. A good appearance from their starter. Check. And a game where both the hitting and pitching combined. Check. That all combined is a great ingredients for a win. The Mets get out. They get back in the series. And they got to have some good feelings in that dugout after five straight losses. They get the monkey off their back. They can come out tomorrow with some fire underneath them and play with abandon.
Yep, so the Mets on the board in the series. It's now still a 3-1 Palm Beach lead, but the Mets will try to take that momentum over to tomorrow night's game. It should be a fun atmosphere here at the ballpark. First day of school was the other day. Hopefully some kids will come back out here tomorrow. We'll have post-game fireworks. Should be a fun one. We'll be on the air on Valley Live at 6 o'clock. First pitch will be at 6:10. It'll be game 5 out of 6 in the series, and it will be the 23rd time the Mets and Cardinals are tangling on this season. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover Park, the St. Lucie Mets 6, the Palm Beach Cardinals 3. John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday night. We hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.